Hello and welcome to Flower Podcast. This is your host, Katie. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about growing, healing, thriving, all the things that we want to do for ourselves in our everyday life. And I just give you short bursts of encouragement each week, hopefully something to think about that will help you to grow, thrive, and heal. You know what I'm saying? So before we get started, I just wanted to thank you for listening. Please subscribe. Please give us a great rating. Please share with loved ones, family, friends, etc. All right, now let's get into today's episode. So family, how are you doing? How have you been? I know. Again, I was supposed to release this episode yesterday, but what had happened was life. So it's today. I'm a day late again, but hopefully it ends up being right on time for you. So today I just want to encourage you that to try. Okay. So trying is like, every time you try, you want to win, right? You want to succeed. You want to win. You want to reach the goal. You want to do the thing. But sometimes when you try, it doesn't end up, the result doesn't end up the way you want, right? And then you have to deal with maybe rejection of some kind, or maybe delay or disappointment. And then how do you deal with that? Okay, so let's talk about trying first, okay? Trying is really important because if you don't try, then you never know what would have happened, right? And if you don't try, if you live a life of never trying, then you absolutely know what you're going to get, the same thing you already have right now, right? So you're like, well, what if I try and it doesn't work? Well, at least you can say you tried, number one. Number two, you never know what learning or growth experience you can get from having tried. And also, you never know, like, maybe it didn't work out exactly the way you wanted it, or maybe it's a delay, or maybe it's a denial, but you never know what connections you might make for your future, even in the try. Maybe you tried and it didn't quite work out, but you still made a connection, right? Or you still learned something, or you still grew in some small way, or maybe a big way, right? Maybe one of those types of things have happened. And if you didn't try, right, then you would miss out on all of those things. You would miss out on the growth opportunity. You'd miss out on potential connections, even if the thing didn't work out quite the way you wanted it to. You miss out on, maybe personal insight that will help you to hone whatever you're doing so that the next time you try, it's even better, right? Yes, experiencing disappointment is real, okay? Yes, experiencing denial, disappointment, maybe just it didn't work out or delay, it's disappointing. And those are real feelings that we each have to process. Give yourself time to process those feelings of disappointment and do what works best for you. And if you don't know what works best for you, then now is the time to try to figure out, when I'm disappointed or when things don't quite work out the way I want them to, am I going to stop trying? No. But what can I do to process how I feel? You can journal. You can talk to someone, either a friend or a family member or whoever you know is going to help you to, well, let you vent without judgment. That's one. And then encourage you, right? And then sometimes you need to talk to people who can put it into perspective, like, okay, well, yes, you tried and it didn't work out, but that doesn't mean it will never work out. So you need those encouragers in your life, right? And, or maybe for you, it's working out or, you know, creating a project for yourself, but let yourself process those feelings of disappointment And once you process it, let the sadness out, let the whatever out in a safe way, in a safe and productive way where you're not hurting yourself or anybody else. And once you process it, then you can like calm down and have perspective and, you know, figure out next steps, because trying is so important. A while ago in my life, decided, you know what? I'm just going to try. I'm just going to try the things. I don't want to look back on my life and say, I wish I would have. I want to try it. I want to go for it. And even throughout the disappointments in life, I've learned and I've grown and I've made connections, and you just never know. And I'm proud of myself for having tried. Right? And for continuing to try. And that's what I want you to do. Continue to try, because you never know what beautiful thing can be on the other side of that. Even if you have to face a little disappointment, or maybe a big disappointment along the way, you never know what good thing is on the other side of that. And you don't want to go through life having lived your life and look back and say, man, I wish I would have tried that. So try and keep trying and keep growing and keep experiencing new and beautiful things. And that is your encouragement for this week. Hang on for a final word. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode. I hope something encouraged you on your journey of growth, healing, and thriving. You can follow me on Instagram at kdinspire. That's kaydeeinspire. I have a website of the same handle, kdinspire.com. And I have a resources page on there to help you find mental health or therapy resources if that is your desire. Also, there are some crisis links on there if you're in a crisis that can help you out. Also, I have a books page with book recommendations that I think are pretty awesome. And if you haven't, again, subscribed, please subscribe, please share. Thank you for the love, and I will talk to you again next week. Much love, much peace. Ciao.